staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, your email says, Mom to Nine. You might recall that I'm the Dad to Nine. And you haven't allowed me to speak to my kids in over 2 years. I just want to make it clear. It's obvious you don't love me. And honestly, I have to question, did you ever? Was it the guy that could make a lot of money? Was it a guy that could have potentially had some position in this world? Because clearly it wasn't, because he was a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that hurts. So even though it is clear you don't love me, and I have no reason to believe you have any love for the Lord, or the Lord you love is a pseudo-Christ, I love you, and I'm not going to turn from you. I'm not going to seek revenge, retaliation. I'm seeking only reconciliation. So with all the wrath, and it is wrath that you show me, by blocking my access to you and to our kids, you are showing wrath. And it hurts. It's cutting. But my response, one day, if you ever find what it's like to say, oh, the Lord is who he claims to be, and he has certain demands of me, including love, including commitment to the husband that you have, me. Especially because the husband that you have loves you, is seeking reconciliation with you. I don't know what else to do in order to get through to you. But, you know, I'm also trying to reconcile with Jim Cross, Render Cranes, Chris Bitterman. And I hope you notice that I'm being very public with them, not so with you. Because I love you and I want to protect you. But I've been very public with them, and even more so lately. The email is in the front page of the website. A lot of videos have been shared, and they are named. And there has been a little discussion. There has been discussion even with people in North Carolina, which intrigues me. And Lord willing, there'll be discussion with one of the three gentlemen. And can you imagine, as I wrote in the email, what it would be like if reconciliation occurred? That would show what it's like for people who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ to obey his command. Wouldn't that be marvelous? Dorothy Jane, I love you.